our top story. This is like actually no shit, pretty important. So our top story is from Fox 32 Chicago. So this is a local. This is kind of fucked up. It's like once it gets to the national level, it always gets memory hold. The only time you're ever going to find like actual shit is like at the local news level, because you know sometimes they get let off the leash and they say shit and like the truth leaks through the bullshit. So here we go. Fox 32 Chicago. I'm pretty much going to like kind of just paraphrase this whole article because it's like it's a short article, as one does when it comes to local news. Illinois family's attorney says ivermectin working for grandfather with COVID-19. Now here's the backstory. So this grandfather is on a ventilator, and a ventilator is a one-way street. Once you get put on a ventilator, you ain't getting off that ventilator. You're going to die with that fucking tube in your mouth. But here we go. On Monday, a local family won a legal battle to gain approval to administer the controversial drug to a 71-year-old who had been on a ventilator since October 19th. Sun Ung, whatever his last name, it's just NG, there's no vowels, came to the Chicago area last month from Hong Kong to visit his daughter and her family. He contracted COVID and within days was on a ventilator at Edward Hospital in Naperville. His daughter was desperate. She wanted the hospital to try ivermectin, but they refused based on various national medical guidelines, which suggest the drug is ineffective. It says Mr. Eng is as good as dead in the picture, which was taken on November 4th. And at this point, the hospital still wouldn't give the ivermectin, the family attorney said. At DuPage County Court ruled in favor of the family's favor, ordering the hospital to allow Mr. Alan Bain to administer the drug. But the hospital refused because Dr. Bain is not vaccinated. After further legal wrangling and the doctor presenting a negative COVID test, the treatment, a series of 15 daily shots, began Monday night. So, quick backstory. This Asian guy was visiting his daughter, got COVID, put on a ventilator, which is like, that is essentially like hospice. Like, once they put you on a ventilator, you're dead. You're not getting off that ventilator until you expire. The family sued to give him ivermectin. They wouldn't give him ivermectin. So the judge said, okay, you can give him ivermectin. And of course, no one at the hospital would do it. They had to find a separate doctor to give him the ivermectin. And then the hospital wouldn't let him do it because he wasn't vaccinated. So he had to get a negative COVID test to administer the drug. Like, it's so much bullshit. All right, so here's the good stuff. The attorney claims son is showing signs of improvement already. Quote, and today he passed a breathing test that he hadn't been able to pass in the last 3 weeks, and he looked more alert and aware. So I would say that the first dose of ivermectin is actually working and is effective. Fox 32 reached out to the hospital, who said they could not comment due to patient privacy guidelines. This is so fucking retarded. This guy was like literally dying. He's on a vent. Like, the thing is, the hospital won't give you any treatment. They refuse to treat you at all. They basically offer you a ventilator, which, if you don't know what a ventilator is, they sedate you and they strap you to a bed and they put a tube down your throat. And pretty much 100% of people who get put on a ventilator die. Like, to do it correctly, it takes a very, very scarce skill to work a ventilator correctly. And apparently no one's being properly trained. I'm not really sure what the deal is, but basically the only treatment they have for someone with COVID is to sedate them and shove a tube down their throat until they die. And the family just wanted to give him ivermectin. Like, the motherfucker's dying, just give him the ivermectin. And no one would do it because they're afraid of getting their licenses pulled, or they're afraid of pissing off the government or something. And they give him ivermectin. Oh, he's getting better. He's getting better already. It's a fucking, it's a Christmas miracle. And it's fucking so stupid. Now, that's literally the whole article. It's just, this family had to fight in the courts to get their, because they wouldn't like release the dad. Like, once you go to the hospital, they got you. They won't let you leave. And they had to sue to get a doctor to give him the drug to get him off the ventilator, because the hospital's doing nothing except waiting for him to die. So that is that's the story. This is from November 9th, 2021. So just a couple days ago. It's just like, Jesus Christ.